Hey man,
Hey.
I see you got a beard.
Yeah. Don't get all drooly on me.
Yeah, there's some guys that could track you down by your beard hair.
I wonder why we're talking about this.
Doom Patrol.
Beard Patrol.
Hair Patrol.
Hair Patrol.
Episode, was it 10?
11.
11? I don't have that many fingers. This many.
Yeah.
So yeah,
I called it though. I knew that this episode was gonna be the story of what happened when he was in the mine.
We finally get to see El Jefe and Mr. Nobody again.
Yeah. So those guys
are not earning their money on this show. They
I lost that bet. But we had actually a big.
It's a big chief story.
Big chief story, yeah. And now we kind of know why he doesn't age, or yeah. He's kind of immortal.
And we find out he's Captain Kirk ain't got nothing on Chief. Chief doesn't care what you look like.
Yeah.
He will hook up with you.
Yeah.
He hooked up with Baphomet, the blue horse-headed god. He hooked up with the cave woman.
Ooh.
Emoway, yeah. Or whatever name it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chief.
His hairy girlfriend.
What the dude call her, hairy little troll?
Yeah.
She's pretty powerful, though.
Yeah, she is pretty powerful.
She can summon that steroid-ridden deer.
It's like a bear body, deer horns, wolf face.
With a head kind of like boar tusk, look like two coming out of
it. Yeah, head. So it was like saber tooth tusks.
Bad news. And antlers.
Yeah.
Kind of like an owlbear.
That's exactly what I was thinking about, is an owlbear from World of Warcraft.
Yeah,
as soon as I saw that, I was like, hey, I know that. That looks familiar. Yeah, this one is... I kind of knew... So let's explain to the people... Hair Patrol. So
they pick some of the most obscure characters and bring them to light.
What is it? Beard Hunter?
Beard Hunter. Ernest Franklin.
You know what he seems like to me? He seems like the Pee Wee's nemesis.
Francis. Lives in his mom's basement.
He seems like what I would probably consider as your run of the mill troll.
Internet troll,
yeah. It's some guy.
Like comic book guy from The Simpsons.
Exactly. Worst beard ever, you know. So, yeah, this one. So, the Bureau of Normalcy actually hired him.
Recruits him,
is, you've been activated, Beard Hunter.
I love that scene, too.
Yeah.
It's Bureau of Normalcy. Oh, I'm familiar with your works. No, you're not.
You're right. I'm not. But he's actually pretty an interesting character.
It's a weird take, yeah.
But, you know, I mean, everybody has super strength. Everybody can fly. Not everybody, but I'm saying these are old things. This is actually an interesting, not superhero, super villain. He even calls his mom and was like, yeah, this super villain stuff is really working.
Yeah,
Bring back the car.
We need some more lean cuisine.
I consist my diet of high
ketogenic calories.
Oh, it was
to maintain my physique. Dude, look in the mirror.
Yeah, it's like one of those things. Like if like a middle 30-year-old decided to become a superhero that never like ran a mile in his life.
Yeah, the flabby.
Yep.
Like you said, basement guy who lives in his mom's basement.
Yeah. Yeah, that is him in pretty much in a nutshell. Like I said, if you if you close your eyes and imagine a overweight man in his 30s in his mother's basement,
like one of us, if we lived with our mothers,
exactly.
Yeah,
and then he becomes a super whatever villain or hero, but his power is if he eats...
He devours your essence.
He devours your essence through your beard.
The power of the beard.
The power of
Don't
the beard.
Don't underestimate the power of the beard.
Yeah, yeah. This one was a weird one. So this one... it's just... I think the last one we said is the only thing that you can expect is to be unexpected. And with hair patrol.
You they didn't think really they could top Danny the Street.
And then,
but they did.
But the funny thing is they were trying to figure out Danny the Street, and Cyborg, again, was sitting there. Cyborg got his ass whooped.
Well, he had that little sliver of Cyborg's
beard. That little one sliver of his beard, and it goes, and it went up his nose.
So he, like you said, he devours their essence. And he knows everything about you by eating your beard.
Because your beard follicles is the closest to your brain.
Your soap scum from shaving stuff,
Oh, God, when he took it out of the drain
he pulled Chief's out.
Oh, nasty my God.
Beard hair.
It was so gross.
And then I
felt a little come up. I was like, ugh.
It made it to right about there. It was... Oh
yeah, that was
you know,
pretty
I would just
gross.
Have to be powerless because I.
But now he knows everything about Chief
and Cyborg
and Cyborg. Yeah,
I mean, so much so that he knew all Cyborg's fighting stuff. Cyborg couldn't land a punch on the dude.
Yeah, couldn't. And
he was making—he was just taunting him.
Rita was sitting there like, "Would you just hit him already?" Whoa. I just don't get what happened with his arm. I mean, apparently, he said that.
See, originally when that happened, I thought Beard Hunter had gotten inside of his mind, but I guess no, he just got some malfunctions kicking in.
Yeah, and like you know, so he pretty much almost his arm cannon, which I mean, in this series has been pretty useless. Besides,
he blew up those paper dudes with it.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're made out of paper, watch out, Cyborg's gonna whoop your ass.
Just watch out for the like in the Thor Ragnarok, the guy with the scissors for or the knife for hand. That's what you have to watch out for. Yeah, so it's pretty much like there was he got the essence of Cyborg, but it doesn't really matter. At the end, it doesn't really matter at all. Yeah, you might get his essence, but I don't think he is around anymore.
Well, he's tracking. He can also use it to anywhere in the world, any dimension,
any time or space.
Yeah.
That he can find
locate you.
Yeah, and hence why that's why they Bureau Normalcy.
And, well, Mr. Nobody took him out of time and space. Dude found him.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out where did he go because so at the end
it looked like an M.C. Escher.
Yeah, he went down some staircase, and you saw what. Kind of looked like
a paper mache.
This is a big spoiler, so we're gonna have to put
the
spoilers.
Yeah, we're full of spoilers here.
Yeah. At the end, by now you should have known by
if
now.
If you haven't realized by the 11th episode that we're gonna give you spoilers,
yeah, you're watching the wrong thing. But at the end, so he goes down this I don't know, it was like a dimension, but he's still calling his mother in this dimension, so it must be in real life. But it wasn't Chief; it was some guy that looked like Chief, but he had his beard.
I thought it looked like a paper mache thing.
But
wasn't
it
guy.
But it did have hair on it, though.
Yeah, maybe they stuck some of Chief's hair on there.
Yeah. Do you think it was like, you know? And when he says, I like new friends, and it wasn't Chief. So I'm kind of curious who that was. Now, the thing is, so Chief is in another dimension with Mr. Nobody. And Chief, you know, this is how we kind of figure out how Chief is kind of immortal. Okay? This was... at the end... that owlbear, that's not really an owlbear. We're just going to call it owlbear. What was his name? The Alfred or something? I don't forget. Remember. But this big thing, I guess, is protecting Chief. But I don't... See, I think what's happening is that they are dressing up as Chief maybe to confuse that owlbear thing. So it would protect it, but it's just sitting there in the corner.
Yeah, it's kind of trippy because Mr. Nobody... found out about this because he's with him and he kind of
just getting his memories.
His thought.
Yeah.
But he still can't figure out where that
hairy little troll
girl is.
Because I mean,
Chief is protecting her in his mind.
Yeah.
And he won't.
And Mr. Nobody's all like, I will destroy your rejects. And he's all like, they're stronger than you think, but I don't care. I will protect her. Kill him if you need to.
Yeah, he'd give Doom Patrol up to save her.
To save her, so.
And, he's had sex with her, so I guess he's got that connection. He's a player. That's all I can achieve. His wife is in that one,
crazy.
The old Doom Patrol.
Yeah.
He's been with Baphomet. He's been doing this hairy little troll. And that's just in 11 episodes we've figured out.
So 3 out of 11 episodes, we've had 3.
Chief is a stud. Ugh. He doesn't care what you look like, what species you are. Ugh. So, I mean, that girl, that's kind of freaking me out. Why is she important?
Yeah.
And why does Mr. Nobody care unless he's just trying to destroy everything the chief loves?
Well, that, I think he is trying to maybe also, because he's all like, I want to know how to be immortal or how to live forever.
But isn't Mr. Nobody already
immortal? Yeah, that's what I was thinking. You know, I was like, okay, I'm not really understanding it. But then, you know, again, that's why they keep on giving you a little bit to see you wanting some more. So this was a middle of the wrong episode for me. This wasn't like a great episode. It wasn't a horrible episode. We did get a little bit backstory on Chief and his hairy little troll girlfriend.
And it had an owlbear.
And an owlbear. We're just going to keep it called an owlbear. Whatever the name is, he's going to put it right here. I'm going to give you editing stuff.
Oh, that was magic.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was probably the coolest character so far.
Yeah, and Chief said, you know, he straight up, like, let that dude die. He's all like, oh, yeah.
Then he threw his journal in there, too, because he didn't want any evidence. Yep. So.
And at the end, at the Bureau of... It was Bureau of...
Yeah, Chief was part of the Bureau of Oddities, yeah. Where they just researched
all the oddities.
The oddities to better scientifically understand them.
And this was in 1913.
Yeah, beginning of the century.
So, and then 3 years later after... So this whole thing is like...
he lived with little hairy troll for a couple of years.
For 3 years, and then the guy came back who he was with, the hunting guy, and now it's the Bureau of...
Yeah, the World War started, and... Yep. They said, yeah, things have changed.
Yeah.
We still search for these oddities.
Now we just kill them.
But we stamp them out.
Yeah, so it's it was a crazy episode, especially with Chief, Beard Hunter. But I don't think Beard Hunter's alive because that owlbear kind of messed him. Well, it's the owlbear came and scream at the end, cut the black, next episode.
He bites some of owlbear's beard.
Oh yeah, right.
Get the essence of owlbear.
But yeah, that was crazy at the end. Oh, I like new friends. You know, yeah, I'm sitting there like, okay, there's a mask. He's in a wheelchair. He looks like Chief, and you have this owlbear protecting him. So I think because what would happen is if this owlbear is actually protecting him, wouldn't you imagine that? Oh, he's getting kidnapped. He's in another dimension. That owlbear is gonna come in looking for him. Because remember, when his hairy little troll girlfriend was moving, the owlbear was moving the same thing at the same time with the arms and everything.
Oh, you know what? You're right. Yeah. So maybe
she's controlling. Yeah. So maybe she's
because she did call it forward.
Yeah.
So yeah, maybe it mimics her move. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe she's looking for her man.
Yeah. Yeah. So but you know, if she thinks that he's there, then he doesn't need protecting.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I didn't even think about that. So that's kind of.
Yeah. So maybe Mr. Nobody kind of put them in this basement. If you say it's a basement.
He put them in M.C. Escher's basement.
Yeah. It's a weird looking basement. So at the end, so he goes down a bunch of stairs and he's talking to his mother about, oh, this supervillainy thing is
it's really working out.
Bring back the car. Yeah. So it's I think we say this. It was a weird episode. This is like happy all over again. It's all a weird episode, but yeah, that was quite odd. And of course, Rita and Cyborg kind of did their own thing.
Well, actually, it's another episode of.
Yeah, what did Cyborg?
Why is Cyborg here?
To get his ass kicked.
Yeah, that's really all he did.
Yeah, he got his ass kicked.
And he
explained to Rita about Danny the Street. A little bit, and that he gave him a comic book that apparently Rita thought that there was a guy supposed to be in there.
Yeah, so maybe that's going. Maybe that's the character in the next one.
Yeah, but the thing is,
but Rita didn't even do anything the past couple episodes. Really, she hasn't really used her power. What her power
is to be a blob.
She can do the elastic thing. She's done it once.
Yeah,
and the rest of the time she just blobs out.
Yeah, so it's like.
So I'm getting kind of tired of Rita.
I'm getting kind of tired of it all. Actually,
I'm tired of Cyborg.
Cyborg is just
Negative Man. I'm cool with Robot Man.
Robot Man and Jane are the two most active members, and
they could do the whole show about those two, and I'd be happy.
Because if you took the other two out, or let me phrase, took the other three out, it'd be the same show.
You're not missing much.
You're not missing much for the other two because they're not really doing a lot.
Yeah, so yeah.
Except for Negative Man mostly always saving the day.
Well, yeah, the entity. Anyway.
The entity, not the actual
Larry guy. Crying about his condition.
Yeah.
Negative Man, yeah, well, I've got this.
So yeah, another weird episode. It just. I'm pretty sure. I did say that everybody was going to get their backstory. We got
a little bit of Chief's.
We got Chief's kind of backstory on how he became.
Are we missing anybody?
Cyborg.
Anybody important?
No. But remember, I did say that they were going to do an episode of every backstory, and now we got the entire Doom Patrol. Now we don't really need.
They just spread them out a little bit.
They just spread them out, yeah. In 11 episodes, I wish they would get to the point. But now that we know Mr. Nobody is trying to get this owlbear thingy to give,
be immortal.
I don't know, but
he's already all powerful. Now he wants to be immortal too.
Yeah, so I mean, he's already over 100 years old. Chief is plus however old he was, like in his 40s. So, and you know, he's not aging.
Yeah, because he was probably in his 20s, 30s in that 1913.
He was probably in his late 30s, 40s.
It's been over 100 years. So yeah, he's well over 150. I would say.
Yeah, so I think what's happening is he's still probably part of the Bureau of Normalcy. And that's how he's getting, or he was at least part of it
he's
before.
Like deep undercover, but like Lawrence Fishburne.
So, but what he's doing is he's finding all these oddities
and collecting them.
Instead of stamping them out. So.
So yeah, maybe he's just his own Bureau of Oddities.
Yep. So he's still continuing on with the Bureau of Oddities, but.
And everybody keeps telling these guys, Chief's not the dude you think he is.
Yep.
He's done some shady stuff, and you're going to find out.
Yep. So yeah, that's our take on it. It's
God damn you, Grant Morrison.
it's a weird show. They got four more episodes. They need to freaking wrap it up because they need to get to the point soon because I forgot what the point was.
They need to get everybody together and go get Chief. But nobody wants to fight Mr. Nobody.
Yeah. They need more therapy.
They need to go call the Justice League. Hey, Cyborg, you got their number, right?
Yeah, it's like, can you call Superman? Can we get this over with in like 20 minutes?
Yeah,
even Batman. I'll take Batman right now. I mean, the Flash literally...
Something. Because you guys are just hemming and hawing around and it's...
I mean, put in Shazam, for God's sake. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be anybody.
Anybody.
I mean, if you're going to do a crossover, let's get somebody good. Yeah. Not freaking Cyborg who can't... find his ass with both hands.
Both cannons. They keep on exploding on him. Yeah. He's like, that's a premature...
Yeah.
Oh, do you know what Chief's middle name was, right?
Oh, they said it and I didn't catch it.
Eleanor.
Yeah, that's right.
I was sitting there like, Eleanor? That's...
Well, in your time, Eleanor is a girl's name.
Yeah, exactly. In my time, it's not. And if you know that reference, you've been watching our videos long enough.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's it from us. Comment down below. What do you guys think about this episode? A weird episode. I mean, do you know a friend that would be Beard Hunter? I know a couple of them. I know one or two. Don't do it. With the little pop of the saliva bubble.
Oh, that was.
Oh God, yeah. Don't really.
If you've ever cleaned your drain out from being clogged,
and then just take a big like a lollipop
and
or
look at that
cotton candy of it,
look at that with hunger.
Yeah, comment down below how much you made that gag.
Just thinking about it.
Yeah,
it felt a little rise right there.
And while you're down there,
subscribe.
Oh, we can hit that subscribe button and give us a big old
one of these
honk honk. Just yeah, and while you're down, also hit that bell icon.
It resonates.
So echoey in here. So you can get all future updates and immediate alerts when we post any videos.
And if you're one of our podcast listeners, which we're really big in France for some reason.
Bonjour, Francais.
Bonjour, Francais. Francis?
Francis.
What's a good French name?
Jacques.
Hey, Jacques.
Bonjour, Jacques. Bonjour, Jacques.
Parlez-vous. Thank you for. I didn't take French in school.
But all those French people that listen to us.
Yes, but thank you. They speak English.
Yeah. If they don't, they were.
If they don't, why are you listening to our podcast?
They're very confused. You're very confused.
Translated into French.
But thank you anyway.
Thank you.
This is for our ASMR people. Oh my God, this is so weird. All right, guys. Since we lost you at the ASMR part, my name is Patrick with Talk Nerdy to Me.
I am Troy, also with Talk Nerdy to Me.
We will see you, nerds, next week.
Later, nerds.
Next episode. Whatever.
Yeah. Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it card or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl?
in an RPG.